This is KUT. Trikes, a three-wheeler, whatever name you want to give them, tricycles are considered the first step to a rougher, cooler ride, the bicycle. But a new program in Austin turns that idea on its head. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey went to investigate the tricycle's local revival.
Any good revival story starts with a hero on the brink. Meet James Maxwell, 6'4", 68 years old, longtime cigarette smoker.
I almost gave up bike riding.
Yeah, why is that?
These are something else.
Now throw in a fearless leader.
My name is Preston Terry, and I'm on the board of Bike Austin.
And watch as they embark on an epic journey.
Trail goes on around and all the way out and back is like 2 miles. And so we don't quite do that. We come up here, go back, and then if somebody wants to continue riding, we come back out again as far as they want to go, and then we'll turn around. So, you know, some mornings you just get there and you say, my knees aren't working. And you turn around and go back.
Knees not working is a common complaint among this gang of trikers. We're at the Conley Guerrero Senior Activity Center in East Austin. 5 shiny adult tricycles sit outside. It's a joint venture between local nonprofits Jasalo Cycling Initiative and Bike Austin. The idea is to get seniors on bikes. For those who can no longer drive, it's a chance to be mobile again. And no matter what your age, it's healthy physical activity. But two-wheelers can be tricky if you've had knees replaced or your sense of balance thrown off with age. So we've come back to the trusty first roadster, the tricycle. Our leader, Preston Tyree, stands in front of 5 60-somethings wearing bike helmets. He's going over how a trike rides different than a bike.
When you get in trouble, just pull on the brakes, and it'll be just like your chair at home. It just stops, and you can just sit there. You don't have to worry about falling over. This is a three-wheeler. This is a trike, right? When you come up to a slope of any size, you got to take it straight on. You can't take the slope at an angle because then the bike tips.
And then, like that, they're off. And I'm hustling to keep up.
You got to run to keep up with me.
Actually, things didn't happen this quickly. First, we had to get our hero, James Maxwell, settled.
This is not my first time riding it. This is my second time riding it.
Remember, he's 6'4".
We're looking for a 13.
Tyree and his crew get the seat as high as it can go. Maxwell gives it a try.
Yeah, just about right.
And then, just then, finally we're off, traveling a half mile of the Boggy Creek Trail, which butts up against the senior center. Out of the 5 trikers, only one has to turn back. And our hero? Maxwell's in the middle of the pack, doing well. But like every story with a hero, his personal reckoning begins to outstrip the journey at hand.
So when are you going to give up smoking, James?
I'm thinking about it.
Except he runs out of breath.
Yes. Oh, boy.
Maxwell and his crew make it the half mile to where the trail meets Rosewood Avenue. They take a break and turn around. The staff tells me they evaluate each senior's physical ability before they start training. With Maxwell, they almost didn't let him ride. But he's been improving with each trek. This day was his first taking the trike outside of the senior center parking lot. I asked Maxwell if his knees are bothering him.
No, just the legs. Yeah.
The trikes will stay at the center. So far, 28 seniors have taken one for a spin. The goal is to get them feeling comfortable enough to take the trikes to the HEB down the street. Each has a basket in the back for groceries. And here, it's important to note that our fearless leader, Tyree, runs training classes not just because these people are older than your typical tricycle riders. To prove it, I got on one.
Whoa! Not too shabby. Oh, God. It does drive differently than a bicycle.
For most everyone, when you graduate to a two-wheeler, you never look back. A three-wheeler rides differently. You don't use your body to balance, and the whole trike tends to lean to the back left wheel. I learned that the hard way when I veered off the path and into the park.
Ooh. See you guys later.
Goes to show, picking up a long-lost activity isn't always like riding a bike.
It really does. It's a mind of its own. All right, I'm gonna walk her.
Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.